Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I've always been the girl with stars in her eyes. Not the same, there's a hole in my apple pie sky. But I just keep looking up. They say we're slipping down that slippery slope. Hard to hold on to faith when you're losing hope. But I ain't giving in to giving up. So yo, here we go. American dreaming. Free falling, free wheeling. Your judges and your haters can't stop this feeling. Yeah, yeah. Something to believe in, y'all. It's called American dreaming, yeah, 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 yeah. Girls gotta be hot, guys gotta be strong, but ain't we all just trying to belong? And I'm just trying to be me. Someone who loves me for me. So, yo, here we go. American dreaming. Free falling, free wheeling. Your judges and your haters can't stop this feeling. Yeah, 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 yeah. Somebody's loving, somebody's leaving. But it's the same blood. We're all bleeding. We all still looking for something to believe in. Brothers and my sisters, y'all know this feeling, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody's loving, somebody's leaving, but it's the same. But we're all bleeding. We are looking for something to believe in, y'all. It's called American dreaming, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of What Is It Month. If you guys have heard that song before, your ears aren't fooling you. I've actually played that song, but by a different artist on Indie Country Radio before. With that being said, today on the show, we have a super talented singer-songwriter, Christina Taylor, with us. We'll talk with her about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And as always, I've got my buddy Craig with me. Hey, Craig, how you doing, buddy?
Very good, Cody. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I had to take care of a little business this morning, but I'm doing pretty well. What do you say we go ahead and get the show on the road?
Yeah, I can't wait.
That being said, let's welcome the incredibly talented Miss Christina Taylor to the show. Hey, Christina, how are you?
Hey, how are y'all? I'm so excited to be on.
Yes, it's an honor, Christina.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you for doing this today. I mean, it's great to finally get to talk with you.
Yeah, of course. I'm so excited to be on talking with y'all, so thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I know we were talking off air, and I mentioned this a little bit in the intro, but that song that we just played, I've actually played it before on the show, but by a different artist entirely, Brooke Eden. So,
yeah.
Just kind of talk about how the song came to be pitched to you and everything.
Yes, well, my mentors in the music industry, Sheree Austin and Will Rambo, actually wrote the song with Brooke a few years back, and she ended up, singing it and putting it on her EP before she was signed, and basically they ended up pitching it to me after a few years went by, and I kind of felt like it was exactly what America needed to hear right now with everything that's gone on. So, you know, I feel so lucky that I get to sing the song, and, you know, Brooke's version is amazing, and her work on this song was amazing, and again, I feel so lucky that I get to sing it.
You know, this is sort of a funny story, but this morning, while I was running errands or whatever this morning, I actually had a Brooks EP playing in the car. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, and the song came on, and I was like, and I was like, are you trying to tell me something here, universe? Because I know we were talking to you this afternoon, so I was like, so I said, are you trying to tell me something here, universe? I'm listening.
That's awesome.
But anyway, before we get into all the questions I've got for you, just kind of tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Well, I've pretty much been singing my entire life. You know, my career started in the living room in front of my parents' video camera when I was about, you know, 3 or 4 years old. I'd be singing to my favorite songs by Britney Spears, Shania Twain, Destiny's Child. You know, there's even a story of my aunt teaching me how to headbang to, you know, Marilyn Manson's The Beautiful People. So I grew up listening to all different types of music, but when I was about 16 years old, I decided that I wanted to be a singer and make it a career. So I basically proved to my parents that I could do it by going into the studio and recording some covers at my friend's studio. And from then on, my parents were, you know, my number one fans and, you know, to this day still helped me pursue that dream. And I started driving back and forth to Nashville, Tennessee when I was about 18 years old. And I'm now a full-time resident of Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm just here every day songwriting and trying to make my dreams come true.
Awesome. Now, I live about 3 hours west of Nashville myself, so I'm
okay.
a born and raised Tennessee boy.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
I'm over here. Born and raised Tennessee boy. But Nashville is... It's like my favorite place in this world.
It's
a
great city.
I call it my second home.
Mm-hmm.
I call it my second home because I have family that lives about 15 or 20 minutes outside of the city, and mm-hmm. and every time I'm in Nashville, I at least have a couch to crash on.
Yeah, that's awesome.
While I'm there, so I mean that works out well, and I was actually there a couple of weeks ago for the 5th Annual Nashville Universe Awards.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
Christina, I think you were nominated for the National Universe
Awards. I was there for the awards and for a Song Suffragette show. I don't know if you've heard of the Song Suffragettes. They play every Monday night at the listening room.
Yeah, I actually got to play a show for them probably about a month or two ago.
Oh, nice. That was my first Song Suffragette show. And the lineup was just incredible. We had Kaylee Shore, Savannah Kyes, Chloe Gilligan, just a killer lineup. It was great.
Oh, yeah, they're all amazing. They're great, great artists.
You know, and I met Kaylee after the show. Of course, I met all of them after the show, but I met Kaylee after the show, and I almost cried. I'm going to be honest with you. I almost cried.
Yeah, she's awesome. She's a great, a really sweet person and super talented.
Yes, she is. But I wanted to ask you, I mean, I know you're in Nashville for music, obviously, but, I mean, outside of music, what drew you to Nashville outside of music?
Outside of music, you know, I just think Nashville is a great city. There are so many, you know, things to do, so many different restaurants to try. And there's so much opportunity here in Nashville. I mean, even if you look at, you know, the healthcare, there's such a big opportunity to work in the health field here with, you know, Vanderbilt being in town. So, I mean, there's just so much opportunity in the city. So I feel like it has a great vibe for, you know, young people trying to make something of themselves. And there's so many people my age moving to the town trying to be something, which I think is really cool too. And it's also a great outlet to meet people and meet friends. So overall, I just think Nashville's a great place to, you know, live while you're young and go take advantage of awesome opportunities.
I've gone three, four times.
I go 3-4 times to Nashville every year. And
mm-hmm.
I wish if I was able to transfer my job from where I work in New York City, I would
mm-hmm.
make Nashville at home because there's so many shows at night. I know you have a residency show at the Sutler. And I would have been coming to see you frequently, and
oh, wow.
I think it would. Yes, it's in other words, Nashville's a terrific town to go into, and I get more opportunities to see more of the Song Suffragettes and other artists such as yourself.
Yeah, it's great. There's always live music. There's constantly, you know, new artists playing around town, and it's just awesome. Whenever you go downtown, you're pretty much surrounded by live music, so it's awesome.
Yeah. And I don't know if you're a sports fan or not, but it was literally just announced today that the 2019 NFL draft will be held there in Nashville.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
It was literally announced around lunch, I think, and I was like, I will be in that audience. I will be in that crowd
yeah.
because I am a huge football fan.
Good for you.
Something else I wanted to ask, if you weren't in the music industry, what would you be doing right now?
If I weren't in the music industry, well, my dad is a doctor and my mom is a nurse. So I always, you know, tell people, I just want to help people with whatever I'm doing. So I grew up thinking I was going to end up being, you know, a doctor or a nurse or a PA or something like that. And then as I got older, I realized that I was going to be helping people. It was just going to be through music instead of medicine because I think, you know, music can really heal people. So I'd have to say that if I wasn't in the music industry, I would definitely be in the health field.
Awesome.
In a way, you're a doctor of the heart. And you help it feel better through music.
Yeah, exactly. True. I know how I feel when I'm listening to a song that, you know, I'm relating to in the moment. You know, it really helps me. So I can only hope to do that for other people.
You know, and that sort of leads me to my next question, which was a perfect segue into this next question. I was watching a Dan Rather interview Kid Rock one time, and he asked this question to him, and I just thought it was the greatest question probably ever. So I'll ask you, when everything's said and done with your career, and you've won major award after major award, which is going to happen for you, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Some things I'd want to be remembered for as an artist are the platforms I become a part of as an artist. So the different charities and organizations I can help out with, because that is, you know, the main reason why I want to do what I want to do. I'd like to have a big enough platform to where I can, you know, help out with real world things and, you know, things that are going on in our world that need our help, basically. So I'd love to be remembered for, you know, doing something major with the environment, or, you know, I love kids so much. I'd love to do something with a charity for kids and, you know, helping inner city kids, or, you know, something like that. I'd love to be remembered for, you know, anything like that.
This question is always fun to ask because the responses are very rarely ever the same. If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
You know, I wouldn't change anything, because even if there are things I look back on things I messed up on, or, you know, decisions I wished I hadn't made, they've all led me to where I am now. And I love, you know, where I am now and where I'm headed. So I actually wouldn't change one thing that I've done in the past with my career.
You know, and I have so much respect for that, because, I mean, you know, even though this radio thing I'm doing is not a paying gig, I kind of wish it was, but it's not.
Yeah.
I would literally not go back and change anything that I've done in radio either, because I got into the country industry in 2014, after covering another industry for about 2 years, and and I've literally made some of my dearest friends in the country, in the country world, and I just wouldn't I would not trade that for anything.
Yeah, that's awesome. Country music brings people together.
You know, and I feel like also that, speaking of country music, I feel like the entire country music community is a one big family, you know? From the artists to the DJs to everybody in between. I feel like it's just a one big supportive family.
Yes, you are definitely right. Everyone's always looking for opportunities to help each other out. So that's also something I love about Nashville and, you know, country music.
You know, and I get it. I understand that there's a sharks in the industry. I mean, there's sharks in radio. I'm not going to lie to you. But I feel like generally 85 or 90% of the a country industry is genuinely good people.
Yes, you're right, 100%.
Okay. So, I wanted to kind of switch gears here and talk a little bit about social media, because I know you're pretty prominent on social media, Instagram, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. So, how has social media affected your career thus far?
Social media has really helped me, you know, reach out to my audience and not only share new music with them, but also share just day-to-day life, you know, what I'm doing and who I hang out with and what my, you know, my hobbies are outside of music. It's a good way to connect with people on a personal level, I feel like, and, you know, get my music out there to people. And it's just a good way to connect and meet people. And it's also helped me to, you know, gain, you know, certain rights around town. A lot of the times, songwriters in Nashville will use Instagram as a way to reach out to people that they want to write with. So that was something that was huge for me when I first moved to town, was that was my way of reaching out to write with new artists as well.
You know, and I get that because social media is big for us on the show. That's where we find probably 90% of our guests is through social media. And and I recently changed my Instagram account to a quote unquote business account. I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah, I just recently
until I added my I added my personal email address to my page. And then it automatically changed it to a quote unquote business profile. I'm like, oh, that's actually cool.
Yeah, awesome.
But back to what I was saying, social media for the show has just been incredible, and I'll use social media myself to promote artists like you guys, because, as I was telling you off air, there's literally nothing that makes me happier than seeing people succeed.
Yeah, it's awesome, you know, seeing people work hard and achieve their dreams, for sure. And that's also something that social media lets people see, is the journey to someone's, you know, making of their dreams.
You know, and I was telling somebody this the other day, too. I said, most people, well, speaking for the show, most people do not see the behind the scenes struggles of booking a guest, getting everything planned and confirmed, et cetera, et cetera. Social media lets you see that. I mean,
yeah,
It's changed the game for a lot of people.
Yeah, it really lets you get your story out there and lets people see the real you.
Exactly. Okay. So, another question I had for you. Speaking of social media, do you think it's easier now for people to be noticed by? And not just the music industry, but the entertainment industry as a whole because of social media?
Yeah, I think so for sure. I mean, that's, you know, partly something labels look for when they're thinking about signing someone. They go to their social media to see what kind of following they have, what kind of interaction they have with their fans, you know, how big their fan base is. So a lot of that is based on social media, and it's definitely something that the industry pays attention to and how they find artists.
Yeah. I think, you know, this is Craig. Social media is definitely how I learned of you as an artist and as a person, and through there, I'm glad I was able to communicate with you through Instagram and set up the interview. And since then, I've become a tremendous fan of yours. And
well, thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you at CMA Fest. I saw that you're scheduled to perform on June 8th at the Sutler. And at
Anna, yeah.
It's still intact. I would love to come see you and then give you a hug after the show.
I would love that. I'd love to meet you. Definitely, if you're there when I get off stage, come say hey.
I definitely.
Switching gears here again. I know you're a creative person, obviously. So, what inspires or motivates you as a creative person?
I think my moments that happen in life kind of inspire me as a creative person. Pretty much anything I've ever gone through has been created into a song, which is, I think a lot of other artists would agree with me on that. I think you get your best songs and your best ideas from things you've actually been through. That's why, I'm such a better songwriter than I was when I was young, because I feel like I have been through, more things. So I feel like the more you go through, the better your writing gets and the better your songs are.
I know we talked a little bit about the venues around Nashville, like the listening room or whatever, but what is your favorite place to play around town?
One of my favorites is the Sutler. I had a residency there for a while now. And it kind of just feels like home when I'm there and I'm really comfortable on stage. So I absolutely love the Sutler. And I also recently got to play at the Wild Horse Saloon, which was a lot of fun and was one of my favorite places I've ever played. Just because, the stage is so big and, the crowd is usually, really amazing. And there are people who, come into town wanting to listen to country music and are true country music fans. So that was also a really, really great venue to get to play.
My top three favorite venues as a fan are the listening room, the Wild Horse, and there's a place called The Row. It's in Midtown. It's a great little acoustic place. It's so much fun.
Yeah, I've not played there, but I've heard of it. And a lot of people say the same thing, that it's a great, venue to go watch and to play at as well.
It's small. I'd say probably it holds about 50-ish, I think. But it, so it's one of those smaller, more intimate places. And it's all acoustic, which, I mean.
That's awesome.
I'm a big fan of acoustic music. I mean, of course, I love the big band productions too, but I mean, acoustic music to me is the best.
Yeah, acoustic, when I get to play acoustic shows, it's definitely the most intimate shows I get to do, because it's a little more stripped down, and usually when you're doing an acoustic show, you have, more time in between songs to talk about the song and where you got the inspiration, to write the song. So I love acoustic sets.
And sort of on that note, on acoustic music, I think it also kind of shows off a singer's range more than a big band production does, because I don't want to say singers hide behind the drums and the electric guitars, but acoustically, when it's just you and a guitar, I think it shows off your range. There's really no place to hide vocally.
Yeah, I agree with you for sure. It definitely is way more stripped down for your voice to really be heard, and that's also one of the reasons why I love acoustic sets.
A couple more questions for you, then I think we're gonna wrap things up unless Craig has anything else. But
okay.
I do. Until you finish your series of questions, Cody.
Professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
Professionally speaking, I think the best thing that's ever happened to me, professionally speaking, was probably, you know, coming to Nashville, Tennessee. I was doing country music from home, and I feel like you can only, you know, there's just such a bigger scene for country music in Nashville, and again, so much more opportunity. So I feel like the only way that my career would have taken off was if I moved to Nashville, and it really has, the city treated me so well since I've been here, and has really helped open a lot of doors for me. So probably moving to Nashville, Tennessee was the best thing for my career.
Yeah, you know, and we hear that a lot, because I mean, not to take anything else away from the rest of the country, but Nashville is the country music capital of the world for a reason. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
But whether it's in your personal life or professional life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
The best advice I've ever been given is that you're not better than anybody else, but nobody is better than you. And, you know, that really reminds me, you know, sometimes I feel like when you come to a town like Nashville, there's so many people working towards kind of the same thing as you, wanting to be a country singer. And that kind of reminds you that, you know, everyone has something special, and what makes them special isn't any more special than what makes you special. So there's no reason to look at anyone as competition. And, you know, really, you're your own competition, and you should just really be trying to be better than the person you were yesterday instead of, you know, trying to be better than anybody else.
And I love that about specifically country music. I mean, there's literally no egos in country music whatsoever. I mean, what you see is what you get with artists, with fans, insiders. What you see is what you get in country music, if that makes sense at all.
Mhm. I agree with that.
You know, and that's probably why I love and respect everybody in the industry so much.
Mhm. Yeah, everyone's pretty real around here in Nashville.
You know, and while I have yet to speak with the Ray Lynn's of the world or the Brett Eldridge's or whatever on this radio show, because we're more geared toward the independent side of things. Of course, we've had a couple of major label artists on the show, like Tennille Arts. We had Tennille on the show about a month or so ago, but beyond that, I mean, it seems like everybody, like I said earlier, supports each other in the business.
Yes, for sure.
Which leads me to my next question. Has there ever been a moment, whether you're in a rut with somebody or playing on stage, where you just stop and you're just like, how is this my life right now?
Oh, yeah, I have those moments all the time. You know, anytime I'm in, you know, a writing session with somebody who's written a million songs that, you know, I've listened to growing up or, you know, truly love, I'm like, how did I land this right? Or, you know, if I'm, you know, at a show with people singing some of my songs back to me and knowing the lyrics, it, you know, it's just kind of a surreal experience, for sure. So I have those moments all the time.
The reason I ask that is because because I have those moments, it seems like, weekly. This radio show, getting to talk with incredibly talented people, like yourself, and people that actually take the time to come on this little fan-created radio show that I created 6 years ago, and it just blows my mind constantly, you know?
Yeah, that's awesome.
And the last question I've got for you, unless Craig's got anything else, and this is sort of a big one, okay?
Okay.
This will tell me a lot more about you than the last 35 or 40 minutes probably ever has. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
Oh, no. This is a hard one. Only three things. Well, I have two puppies that I adopted probably about 7 or 8 months ago, and they're literally my children. So that's two things right there. Their names are Denver and Daisy. And I would bring them along with me because I couldn't live without them. And that leaves one more thing. You what?
We'll count those things as one. So you've got
okay. So I got
two more things you can bring with you.
Okay. So the other thing would probably be chapstick because I love chapstick. I have it with me all the time, and I'm always reapplying. And then the third thing would probably be a pair of tennis shoes because I love to work out and run to keep me busy. So I would probably want a pair of tennis shoes as well with me.
Nice.
That's three things. Dogs, chapstick, tennis shoes.
You would not believe some of the answers I got to that question. You would not believe some of the answers. Some of the answers are practical, and some of them are totally off the wall. It's awesome to ask that.
Yeah.
Before we wrap, I wanted to ask, too, what's coming up for you in the next, say, 6 months?
Well, in June, I'm going to be performing on the Radio Disney Country stage for CMA Fest on June 7th at 4 p.m. And then I will also be performing on the National Universe CMA Fest stage Saturday, which is June 9th, I believe, at, I want to say, 5 p.m. So those are things that I've coming up immediately. And then on June 8th, I have a Settler show that starts at 8 o'clock. So those are, three shows in June that I'm starting off with. But then I'm also walking the Radio Disney Music Awards red carpet out in L.A. June 22nd.
Wow.
So that's going to be crazy. That'll be my first, you know, real red carpet experience. So I'm super excited for that.
That's good. A quick tip for you about red carpet. Do not try to look at every single camera. It's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen.
Everyone says you got to focus on one or two.
Do not look at every single camera. Because I've walked two red carpets in my life, and I love red carpet events. I'm not going to lie. I love them completely. And you will not get photographer in if you look at them individually. Just don't even attempt it.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. They're like, you're never going to be able to look at every camera, so pick a couple that you like.
Right. I think Craig has a couple of questions for you.
Okay, cool.
I wanted to ask you, because EP coming out. I think it has four more, that has five songs, including American Dreaming. One was one of the songs being Loser, which I was told by Avis DePelsa, whom I saw you having a writer's round with, the June 12th at Douglas Corner. I wanted to ask you if you're going, when do you plan on releasing more songs, and if when will they, if and when will it be an EP release party?
We don't have a release date yet, but we are hopefully going to have some sort of single release party because we are planning on coming out with another single. And it's actually going to be the one I wrote with Ava. I wrote it with Ava Spelta and Jesse LaBelle. And it's actually called Loser. And it's one of my favorite songs I've ever written in my entire life. And has a really great message behind it. So keep checking back to my socials for dates on when, you know, the new single will be released and when the new EP will be released, but we actually don't have a set date for those yet.
Well, I'll definitely keep in tune. I definitely would love to buy the EP once it's available.
Absolutely.
That's one.
You know, and
two more questions. But you can go ahead, Cody, but I have more questions.
I was just going to ask, where can fans follow you online if they want to keep up with you?
You can follow, you can look at my website, ChristinaTaylorMusic.com. You can look to Graham, Christina Taylor Music, Twitter, Christina T Music, Facebook, Christina Taylor Music. Pretty much if you look up Christina Taylor, you'll find me.
Just for a future reference, I follow you on pretty much everything. So, we'll
okay,
get that
awesome.
Covered.
Great to know.
Yeah. Christina,
right, go ahead, buddy.
Yeah. One, what venues would you be interested in playing at in the future that you haven't performed at yet?
I mean, I'd love to perform at Bridgestone Arena at some point in my life. I think that would be kind of crazy and a dream come true. But I'd also love to play, you know, I went to a lot of country concerts growing up at the PNC Music Pavilion in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I feel like it'd kind of be a full circle moment if I ever got to play there. So I'd actually love to play there one day.
I do see it happening, Christina, in a few years, if not.
Well, thank you. We hope so as well.
Well, thank you. And one last question. Do you see yourself eventually doing a tour of the United States? Because I would love to see you on the Opera City stage here in New York City in the future.
Yes, I would absolutely love to do that. That's definitely in the plans for future. We don't have those plans made yet, but again, I would love to, you know, be able to play my music for as many people as I can.
This has been so much fun. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me. It's been great, and thank you guys so much for supporting American Dreamin', and it really means a lot to me.
Absolutely. One last question for you. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you would have liked to?
You know what? I think y'all pretty much asked everything. I mean, I've already told you, you know, social media and some dates coming up. So, you know, thank you guys for being great interviewers and covering everything for your fans.
Absolutely. You know, and hearing you say that is probably one of the biggest compliments I could receive as a host. So,
yeah.
I thank you for that.
Yeah, of course.
Because I mean, I literally, I had no intention of being a radio host prior to 2012. I had no intention of doing this. And I figured once I got into it, I figured I'd be kicked off the air within 2 weeks. But here we are nearly 6 years later, and it's the best decision I've ever made, quote unquote, career wise. It's the best decision I've ever made.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad it's fulfilling you.
Well, again, thank you for doing this, and you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
Thank you so much. I'd love to come back, especially when, you know, I drop another single. I'd love to come back and talk about it.
Oh, absolutely. And
hey,
I don't usually say this.
You know, once you release Loser, would it be possible then? That's asking too soon.
Say that again? When am I releasing it?
When you release Loser, you said when you release your next single. Would it be too soon once you release Loser? Or...
No, I'd love to come back when I release Loser and come back to the show and talk about it.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, I don't say this very often because I like to keep it a little professional, but and not only as an artist, but I have so much respect for you as a person. It's just not even funny.
Oh, well, thank you so much. That seriously means a lot.
Absolutely. I think we're gonna let you go and let you get back to your evening. But again, I thank you for doing this. This has been so fun.
Yeah, thank you guys so much, and I can't wait to be back on the show.
And
absolutely, and
it's from Friday at the Sutler.
Yeah, you're gonna be there for sure.
I will be there for sure, and I already have it marked on my calendar.
Yay, awesome. Well, then I will see you there.
See you there.
You know, unfortunately, I won't be at CMA Fest this year, so I'll get to live vicariously through Craig. So.
Oh, yeah. Craig, you got to make sure to send him a lot of pictures and videos.
Oh, then give me if you're a few minutes busier than you are after your shows because of all the pictures and videos that I have to take of you.
Oh yeah.
All right, Christina. I think I'm gonna let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you on social media. Okay.
Awesome. Thanks. See you guys later.
Have a good evening.
Bye. That was so much fun. That girl is so sweet.
She's such a delight.
She's so sweet.
I'm really excited to see her 2 weeks from Friday. I mean, I know I've emphasized it quite a bit, but she's also on the Radio Disney stage that Betsy Spina is going to be hosting. Betsy Spina was aware of this interview today. And actually so was her co-writer, Ava Sobel, star of Losers, but to be able to see her up close in front of the Sutler, which is obviously not the hugest arena, I'll be able to get to chat with her for a few minutes afterwards. And that will be one of my that will be one of the most exciting moments of CNA Fest. You know,
who do we have on the show next week, buddy?
Hold on 1 second. If you give me 1 minute, I'll check.
I thought it was a Liddy Clark, I thought.
Oh, Liddy Clark actually is on Tuesday, June 12th.
Then it's Lauren Weintraub on the 5th, I think.
Lauren Weintraub
on the show.
20th, because she has a co-write with a publisher.
That's right. So we don't have a show next week. That's kind of weird.
You know what? We're going to be idle basically till June 12th, which is the Tuesday, which is right the day I come back with Liddy Clark.
Yeah, that's going to be,
Those weeks when
I honestly have no idea what to do with myself for the next 2 weeks.
Well, I do have a suggestion. See if we can book any shows.
I work on that. But I think I'm gonna let you go, buddy, before Upload Talk Radio kicks us off in about 10 minutes.
Enjoy your Labor Memorial Day weekend.
I mean, you too. I'll talk to you later. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Christina Taylor. Like Craig said, we don't have any shows for the next, 2 weeks unless I book something, and you guys will be the first to hear about if and when I book something. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.